104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Grass or short, don't get your money's worth. Wages show, it happened hour and you gotta see the show. It's a dynamo, you gotta see the show. It's rock and roll.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. It has been a way too long of a time since I was here behind the mic live. Of course, we had our semester break at the end of July, and then the university was on hiatus for about 4 weeks, so the radio station, they were still playing and broadcasting out of Guadalajara, but not out of here. So all the live shows like mine and Rebecca Santiago's and Nacho's, we were all kind of put on hold for a while. But we're back now with the Good Morning Wake Up Show live. And I want to say thank you very, very much for tuning in this morning. I hope you're having a great week. I've had just a really, really fun month since I was back here. I went on vacation. I had about 40 different people come from the United States and vacation here in the beautiful Bay of Banderas at my house. I think I had 5 at one time, and then I think they left, and then 4 more came and they left and blah, blah, blah. But I had a great opportunity to visit with both of my daughters, my son-in-law, my 3 grandchildren. They all came down and just really, really had a great time. They did all the touristy things, zip lining, swimming with the dolphins, climbing up on Monkey Mountain, swimming, going to the beach, doing a little bit of snorkeling. There's just so many great, great things we can do here in the Bay of Banderas, and they had a great, great time. We've been really busy here at the university. The semester started back on Monday. The coolest thing that I got to do this, well, I did 4 or 5 things this week. It was like the beginning of any school year. It's always exciting. Not only if you're a little kid going to school for the first time in 5th or 6th or 3rd grade or 1st grade, but the university is the same way. There are about 1,900 new students here on campus. And of course, they're freshmen, as we call them. In the United States, you have 4 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, or in most universities. Here, I think it's broken down to semesters. But there was a lot of little kids that, well, I call them little kids because I turned 65. I guess the last show I had was July 13th, and I turned 65 that day. So these are all 18, 19, 20-year-olders, and they're new, and the campus is kind of spread out. And so they're bumbling around like little ants, and they don't know where they're going. And you watch them, they walk 25 or 100 feet one way and think, oh, I'm going the wrong way, and they turn around and go back. So it's kind of fun to watch them. But anyway, a lot of new students. If you don't know a lot about the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta, Cucosta, We have about 6,000 students that attend each semester. It has grown over the last 25 years from just a few hundred to the 6,000 with about 30 different majors. Some major, you have your bachelor's, your master's, then you have some doctorate degrees. One that they just started this semester is really, really cool. It's engineering into gaming. It's like all these kids, like my grandson, they all play these computer games at home, and they have these, you know, special controllers, and these games are just incredible. I never did play them because actually when I went to college in 1973, there were no computers. I remember when Pong first came out, there was a little place that we played a lot of pinball at called the Coney Island up in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and they got a Pong machine, which was basically one ball that bounced back and forth, kind of like air hockey, and it was computerized. And then I think Pac-Man came out, and then Donkey Kong, and there was, you know, it was like the Flintstones compared to today. I mean, it was so antiquated. Those machines today are like in museums. They're so old, but they were the beginning. As you know, on a 1,000-mile journey, you have to take the first step to start your trip. Computers today are incredible. And back to my story, as everybody knows that listens to the Good Morning Wake Up Show, I kind of drift around like the wind blows. Anyway, back to the new major. We have a new engineering degree that is all about automation, multimedia, engineering, IT. It's incredible. The data and everything that has to be produced to make one of these games. And they're so realistic. I was watching my grandson play one of these games, and I've seen other people, and it's just incredible the realism of these games. I don't know how they do it. I never will understand. I really don't, you know, care. I'm too old for that. But it has advanced so far. Now they're building major sports gaming theaters that hold 15 and 20,000 people just for people to go watch these people play these automated games. I read a couple weeks ago there was some real, real popular game. I don't know the name of it. But they had a competition, a worldwide competition, and some 14 or 15-year-old kid won $2.5 million. I think it was called Minecraft or Mind Something. And he won 15 years old, won $2.5 million playing this electronic game on a big screen. But they're actually building theaters and auditoriums like sporting event places for these people to have these games. But anyway, the university now has a major where kids or adults can learn how to do this engineering. It's incredible. What else is going on? Well, today, right now, we're having a big conference on campus. It's all about IT. Intellectual stuff, and it starts at 9:30 and goes for about 3 hours. It's put on by Amazon, and I was just over at the Ferentis Auditorium, and there's about 100 people over there already. So if you're into IT, if you're into wanting to know the future of what different developments are, they've got three international speakers. I think one of them's from Europe. I think they said Scotland. I'm not exactly sure, or maybe England. But I think there's going to be a representative come over here in a little bit and talk about it. So when he does or she does, we'll put them right on the air. But anyway, I know my explanation of what's going on isn't the best, but it is a really, really cool exposition. They're going to have three guest speakers with some other experts also. So if you're into that kind of stuff, high tech, you wonder what's going on in the future, get over here to the campus right now. It started already, so it's going to start in 20 minutes. What else going on? Hey, I want to congratulate the 31 exchange students that we had start this semester. We have 31 students from different parts of Mexico and also from Bolivia, from France, from Spain, from the United States, from a couple of countries, other countries in Europe, and, of course, a lot from different parts of Mexico. But they have come here as far as part of the exchange program, and welcome to them. I hope they're enjoying their first couple weeks here at the University of Guadalajara, Cucosta. And On the other hand, we also sent about 30 students to different universities in other parts of the world. So congratulations to them. They're kind of like Rhodes Scholars. So welcome to the 31 students. I hope they're having fun. Hey, I got to contribute and say congratulations once again. I do this, it seems like, every week to our very, very own Dr. Juan Luis Ferentes. He has been designated as the senior regional DEEF system biologist and supervisor. This man has been teaching biology and studying and writing and researching for about 65 years. I was talking to former president of the university, Dr. Cortez, last night, and he told me that Dr. Juan Luis Ferentes is about 90-something years old, but still comes to the campus every single day, is in great health. I talk to him about once every 2 weeks, and what an incredible guy. But congratulations to him. One more star on his shoulder. This guy has been doing so much for the University of Guadalajara. He's a world-renowned biologist and brings a lot of attention here from around the world in the biology departments of all the major universities of the world. And so he's our shining light, and we want to say thank you and congratulations to him. Speaking about biology, the university has reached out to a lot of the indigenous and smaller communities in the Bay of Banderas about fishing, about how to grow agriculture, about how not to overfish certain areas, shrimp, lobsters, oysters, all the different fish that we have around the Bay of Banderas. And the university is helping with their teachers and instructors. They're working with a lot of the agricultural people here to try and help improve how they grow their crops, better fertilizers, organic type fertilizers. So it's another great outreach that the university is doing for this area, and congratulations to them. I wish them much success. I'm sure it'll be very, very great and helpful to a lot of these farmers and fishermen and agricultural type people that grow all the different foods that we eat here in the Bay of Banderas. You know, a lot of it's brought in frozen, but most of that goes to the resorts. One thing I love about the Bay of Banderas and Puerto Vallarta, you can go up and down and get so much fresh produce, unbelievable fruits, of course, fish, beef, pork, all types of just everything we eat. Basically, so much of it's grown here locally, and the university's reaching out to try and help these people in so many ways. So hats off to them for another thing they're doing there. Jonathan's saying we're going to take a break. I want to say thank you and welcome back to Jonathan. He's been my producer for about a year now, I think, and does a great, great job. Gets up every Saturday morning and comes over here to the campus. He's still half asleep like I am. But anyway, thank you, Jonathan, for coming in this morning and turning all the knobs, because I don't have to turn on the main light, and that's it. But anyway, Jonathan does a great job, and I want to say thank you and appreciate him very, very much. We're going to take a break, come back here in a minute, and talk a little bit about some more stuff here at the University of Guadalajara, Cucosta. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Well, I don't know if you recognize that song or not, but 50 years ago this weekend in a little town called Bethel, New York, there was a concert, and it was nicknamed Woodstock. And it turned out to be, they thought about 30,000 people were going to come up and hear some of the best entertainers in music from around the world. But what happened is word got out and this thing spread who was going to be there. It just got more and more popular. And over the 3 or 4 day festival, ended up being 500,000 people, 500,000. Unfortunately, it rained almost the whole week. The field, it was at Mac Yazger's farm. It was just a huge farm that they had mowed down most of the crop and had this huge, huge concert. The music we just played was by a young Mexican guy from the state of Jalisco that had had a little bit of success at the time in Mexico, but on the world stage, really nobody knew who he was. And this young man has, over the last 50 years, become a true ambassador for the state of Jalisco, the country of Mexico, and is just one of the most incredible guitar players I've ever seen live. Very, very generous man. Matter of fact, I was in Rome, Italy, 3 years ago in July, and he was playing a concert. It just happened to be his 69th birthday, and he was playing a concert in Rome, and some friends of mine hooked me up with 2 fifth-row tickets, and at the old Coliseum, not the one where they had the gladiators, but the one where they had the Olympics in 1960, and this man had a concert for about 2.5 hours, and it was incredible to see him live for the first time. Unbelievable. But he basically got his start on the world stage at Woodstock, the unbelievable festival they had in New York back in 1969. And we're going to play all Woodstock music today in celebration of the 50th anniversary of that. Oh, by the way, the guy's name was Carlos Santana. You could tell by the guitar riffs. Nobody plays them like he does. And he just has gotten better and better and better. He does a lot of shows around the world still. He still tours quite a bit. And he's pretty much a regular at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. Or the House of the Blues, I'm sorry. It's the House of the Blues over at the Four Seasons on the south side of the Strip. So if you're ever in Las Vegas or you're going there, be sure to look at the House of the Blues. It's there in the Four Seasons. And Carlos Santana has a residence there and puts on unbelievable shows. Very, very personable guy. But anyway, we're going to be playing a lot of Santana music because he was such a important part there at Woodstock. But all music today is Woodstock. Hey, we're going to talk about a little bit more at the university, what's going on. Yesterday at noon, we had an opening of a new exposition at the Peter Gray Museum. If you're not aware of what the Peter Gray Museum is, we had a very generous donator, a gentleman by the name of Peter Gray, who had an unbelievable art collection, and his wife, Burry Gray. They donated this collection to the university many years ago, and we built a building to store it all. And it's always on display. But about 6 or 7 times a year, we take down a lot of that art and have different artists from around Mexico and around the world come and display some of their different things. And yesterday, we opened up an exposition with about 20 different new and upcoming artists from the state of Jalisco. And this exposition is 74 different items and images. They're all photographs that have been taken of these artists creating their works of art. And it is really incredible. I was very, very impressed to see the different types of art that they're making and creating. And it's all done in photographs. So if you'd like, excuse me, got choked up there. If you'd like to come and see these artists in motion, we'd love to have you do so. Like I mentioned, there's quite a few of them. I could start the list, But it just goes on and on and on, and I'd butcher about 85% of the names anyway. But I do highly urge you to spend an afternoon out here at the university. They usually open up the art museum, the Peter Gray Museum, around 11 o'clock. It's opened earlier, but they have classes there that, you know, this university does teach art classes. And so after some of them have cleared out, they go ahead and open up the museum, and it's free. It's open to the public. Matter of fact, almost every single thing we do here at the University of Guadalajara for the public is free. And I highly urge you to come out and take a walk around and just stop by security, tell them you want to come to the Peter Gray Museum or one of the great expositions or guest speakers we have going on here all the time. Talking about that, the best way to find out information is to go to the university website. And I'm going to go ahead and give out that information. Get a pencil and paper so you can write this information down. If you're driving, don't even think about it. Just go online and Google University of Guadalajara, Cucosta. I don't want anybody to have an accident because they were writing down the information that I'm giving out right now. But if you're at home or if you're at your office or you're doing something like that, just sitting around the pool or out on your deck watching the iguanas walk around like I do every morning, write down this information. It is WWW, which stands for World Wide Web. www.cuc.udg.mx. Again, www.cuc.udg.mx. And that is the University of Guadalajara main website here on Cucosta. You can find out everything going on. It's also a great way to listen to the radio show on your computer. If you have lost the link or want to send the link to somebody else and say, hey, this crazy guy comes on every Saturday for a couple of hours and talks about all kinds of stuff, you might want to tune in and you might learn something. Anyway, go to that website and you can click right there and find the radio link or any of the other great, great shows that we have here broadcast from Cucosta or from the main campus in Guadalajara. If for some strange reason you have an idea that you want to contact me personally and tell me your 2 cents worth, I'd love to hear it. If you're someone that has an idea or you want to be on my show, if you're a charity, if you're an organization that needs a little advertising, I can't advertise for businesses because we're a nonprofit, non-charitable type of organization. I'm not saying that right. We're a non-commercial radio station. We're funded by the University of Guadalajara, which is funded by the University of Higher Education of Mexico, which is basically the federal government. So anyway, long story short, if you want to be on the show, if you'd like to come talk about a future event that's coming up or something that is on your mind, please contact me personally at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. You know, this is starting, I guess right now I'm starting my 5th year of doing this show. 4 complete years. Man, it just seems like it just a blink of an eye when I started this back 5 years ago with the station manager, Marina de la Santos, who has moved on to bigger and better things. She's head of Cultura Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. Saw her yesterday at the Peter Gray Museum opening. She is doing a fantastic job down there in a new position. I congratulate her. And also Sergio Rojas, that was here as a producer and editor at the time. 5 years ago, there was also Brenda Montier. She's gone on to bigger and better things. Almost everybody's gone on to bigger and better things except me. But I love this. This is, you know, my bailiwick. I should have been on the radio back when I was 8 or 9 years old, but I didn't know about it. And they'd barely invented it then. Well, Jonathan's waving at me saying I need to take another break. I'm going to do so. We're going to play some more Woodstock music today. I'm going to talk a little bit more. And if you'd like to call by any reason to the radio, it's 226-2233. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Well, that was some more Woodstock music, a little group called 10 Years After. They played that song called Religion, and then right after that, they went into one called I'm Going Home by Helicopter. The group that wrote the song was named Helicopter. It wasn't that they were going to fly home on a helicopter. But they probably did, because I think most of the artists, Bethel, New York had gotten, or Woodstock had gotten so congested, nobody really knew about it the first day or so. They thought they were going to have like 25, 30,000 people there. But what happened was so many people started going that it backed up the traffic for about 30 miles. And it went from this little farming community all the way to the main freeways going to New York City. And everybody thought, God, why is this little country road, little farm road, backed up for so long? And then the news people, the helicopters started flying over it and showing this little farmed country road backed up for 25, 30 miles. And then more people got interested. And it's, you know, like anything else, you have so many people that onlookers, looky-loos or whatever they want to call them, they all started going. Then they heard about it, and they found out more and more about it. And the next thing you know, there's a 500,000 people there. And but anyway, if you've never gone to YouTube or whatever and watched part of the Woodstock concert, there's some incredible performances by so many great, great artists. And like I said, today we're going to play some of them. There are people like The Who, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and by they were a very famous group, and then they had a guy join him named Neil Young, so it went to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They had an unbelievable performance. Jimi Hendrix, Joan Baez, Richie Havens, many, many more. We're going to be playing music all through the day with the group from Woodstock. Hey, I want everybody to, I mentioned earlier I had dinner last night with former president of the university, Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado. We had a lot of fun things to talk about. Some of the different movies that we've been watching. We both love movies. And, I saw the movie yesterday. It's about a young Indian guy. It's halfway good guitar player. But anyway, long story short, there's an outage of electricity throughout the world, and nobody had ever heard of the Beatles when this outage comes back on. And he had all the Beatles music memorized in his head and started playing the songs and became the most world prolific songwriter. But all he was doing was plagiarizing all the Beatles songs. Nobody had ever heard of the Beatles. It's a great, great movie, unbelievable scenes. It's a really good story. So I highly urge you to go see Yesterday. And I'm really waiting for the Brad Pitt / Leonardo DiCaprio movie coming out all about Hollywood back in the 70s. So, Jonathan, how are we doing on time? Need to take another break, or can I talk a little more? Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll come back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I want to talk about some other things, play some more Woodstock music, and hope you all enjoying your day. Go get your second or third cup of coffee or your breakfast burritos or tacos or whatever you're eating this morning. I'd like a big old cinnamon roll. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
We are stars, we are golden, we are blue, we are calling, and we got must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Well, that's more Woodstock music with Jimi Hendrix, one of the greatest guitarists that ever played. I was reading the other day that his guitar that he played there at Woodstock recently auctioned off for over $1 million. The guitar strap went for $35,000. There are just a lot of people got more money than they, well, I don't know, it's memorabilia. He only played one Fender Stratocaster at Woodstock, and incredible. Hey, I mentioned a couple times I had dinner last night, and I went to a restaurant called Trio's, which I've been to about 10 times. It's right about a half a block from the main church in downtown Puerto Vallarta, run by extraordinary restaurateur Bernard Gull. He is from Germany. It's a very, not formal, casual, but very formal foods. I had an incredible beef tenderloin and an unbelievable Caesar salad. So if you're looking for a really, really nice place to go, have some incredible food, I mean, the culinary tastes there are just unbelievable. Chef Bernard is an expert at sauces. So everything you get, no matter if it's a salad or if it's going to be some beef or fish or the many other things that he has, are always draped with some kind of really tasty sauce on it. But anyway, Trio's is a great, great restaurant. I want to say thank you very much to Chef Bernard for hosting us last night. Very great food and very great prices. I mean, of course, we all know living down here, we can eat for about half what you'd ever eat for in the United States. I was recently in the United States. I went to the state of Hawaii, Honolulu. I went one night. I was staying at a resort, and I went to get a quart of milk because I had some cereal, and I didn't have any milk. And unlike my dad ran out of milk a couple of times. He'd put Sprite or 7-Up on his cereal. Kind of added a little, you know, zing and a little caffeine and a little bit of sugar. But anyway, I got a quart of milk, $6.25 American for a quart of milk. That's $25 a gallon. I'll tell you what, Hawaii's a beautiful place, but it's not that much more pretty than Puerto Vallarta. We have better beaches, I think. And it's a whole lot less expensive. One thing about Hawaii, they also have taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. I think you pay like 19% tourist tax, which adds up quite a bit after your stay. But anyway, want to say thank you once again to Jonathan for coming in this morning. We're going to continue the second half of the show here in just a couple minutes. We're going to take some breaks. A minute ago, they played a commercial about something going on at the main university in Guadalajara. It's a exposition of Guillermo del Toro, world-famous director, producer. He just recently, on August 6th, got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Very, very pleased to see that. Very deserved by him. He's had some incredible films. And the cool thing about it, he was surrounded by a red carpet and his star there, and he was holding up a big Mexican flag, waving it, showing his honor and love for the country of Mexico. So anyway, congratulations to Dr. Guillermo del Toro. And he has an exposition going on now through, I think, mid-October at the University of Guadalajara in Guadalajara. Please, if you're going over there, take a couple hours to go to that exposition. It's everything from his movies and all the great films he's had in the past, costumes, skits, everything. So be sure to squeeze that into your next trip to Guadalajara. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. The second half will be back right after the breaks.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
She my wife. Baby, you don't go. 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 Man, you hate me so. I love my baby with red dress on. I love my baby with red dress on. I'm gonna shake it all out, darling. I'm gonna have fun. Yeah, One more month, too far to show. Need to get rid of that go cat go gone. Step on my blue suede shoe. Make it to the family off my blue suede shoe. Back that up, got a fried. When she fried my bed that night, I got a cool man being that she be. Top down my fancy double being to me. Yeah, coming on a baby, whole lot of chicken going on. Coming on a baby, whole lot of shit going on. Ramp again, whole lot of shit going on. Man, shake it, baby, shake. Well, shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Well, love it, baby, I love when walk to me go. Oh, 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 yeah. Whoa, yeah. Ooh, babe, I love that way you walk. How, 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 how. How, 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 how. I'll shoot you right now. Knock up your feet. Whoa, baby. I got a crane. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. God, God knows I do. I love you, baby. Like God knows I do. Take your love and baby one more time. Oh, do the stomp. Do the stomp. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, do now, baby, I'm doing up one more time. Yeah, let me love. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Whoa. I did my baby, I'm doing up one more time. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm going. See my baby. I'm going home. See my baby, baby. Ooh, baby, I play the blues for you. Baby! To you, where I go? Ha 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 ha! Yeah, I love you, baby. With the rhythm song. Love you, baby, huh? You great real song. Baby, I love you so. Oh, yeah. 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 Love you, baby, love you, one more time. I'll come home.
I'm going home. Get home. Get home, baby. Look out, baby. I'm coming to get you one more time. Go home.
Well, if that didn't wake you up, I don't think you can be woken up. That was some more music from the great concert that took place 50 years ago this weekend in Bethel, New York, Woodstock. That was 10 years after I'm Going Home by Helicopter. You should see these guys. I think a guy's guitar caught on fire. And if his fingers, after playing those riffs, weren't bleeding, I don't know. But unbelievable entertainment back then. I love that album. I actually have the three set. There's three 33. I'm talking ancient history now. Music used to come on albums. First, they were 78, which meant you had to spin the table at 78 RPMs, rotations per minute, and play the song. And then they dropped down the small ones, one song per side, two-sided, called 45s. I know all of you old people like me are sitting there smiling saying, oh, yeah, man, I remember that, putting the table, the 45 on the table and turning it on, playing for about 2.5-3 minutes. And then they came out with albums, which were 33 RPMs. And I still have the original Woodstock 33 three-disc or three-record set. Pretty cool. Hey, if you haven't been reading the Vallarta Tribune lately, you're missing out on some really, really great information. A good friend of mine, Paco Ortega, has taken over the editorship for a short while. Matter of fact, I think he was there for about a month and a half, filling in for the normal editor that she's been on vacation up in Canton doing some things. But anyway, Paco took over for a while and put some really, really great articles in it, made it more of a news paper than just a social functional paper. What's going on here at this place? What's going on here? You know, what restaurant serving tacos? What restaurant serving hamburgers? He turned it into more of an educational type of a newspaper that gave you a lot of cool information. And, of course, there's a lot of the other regular contributors. There for a while, I was contributing every week about what's going on here at the University of Guadalajara. But since things slowed down over the summer, there really wasn't much to write about, so I didn't want to take the space up. But anyway, understand Paco is no longer the acting temporary editor. He's going on to bigger and better things, but I want to say thank you very much to him. The 4 or 5 weeks that he was in charge of the paper, it just seemed to have a different flair, a lot more information that, and articles that were, I felt, highly intelligent, very well written. I really enjoyed reading some of the things that he was writing about and the information he was putting in there. Talking about information, I was talking to my good friend, the consulate agent, Kelly Traynor, here in the Bay of Banderas for the United States government. And they just did a survey, and there's about 30,000 of us expats, Americans, living down here full-time or for more than 3 or 4 months. You know, we have the snowbirds that come down every year from November, December through March, basically Thanksgiving to Easter. And they're thrown in there, too, a little bit. But really, there's just more and more of us expats that have retired and moved down here. And the number comes up to about 30,000 full-timers in the Bay of Banderas area, Americans. And that's not counting the Canadians, which we don't have definite numbers for them. But I think it's probably close to equal. You throw in some Europeans and it would be equal. So there's about 65, 70,000 people down here that live full-time. We've chosen the Bay of Banderas because of the beautiful, beautiful weather and the friendliness of the people, the hospitality that the Mexicans give to us. You know, us expats, we are visitors in a foreign land, although a lot of us have our permanent visas or we have, you know, dual citizenship or whatever. We're still visitors down here, and we got to remember that. We got to obey the rules and regulations. Speaking of rules and regulations, I just had to go get both of my cars re-registered. I live up in the beautiful state of Nayarit, right on the other side of, I used to say the Ameca River, which was the dividing line between the state of Jalisco and the state of Nayarit, but it no longer is. The Ameca River is no longer the dividing line. Now it's Vidanta, the mega resort that's taken over all of that part of the world, everything Vidanta. You ought to live up there and put up with the trucks driving around, the heavy-duty trucks that are moving their billions of yards of dirt every day, building giant lakes and berms and no telling what else they're building. It's top secret up there, but it sure made it dusty. I'll tell you what, every day I have to go wash my car off to get all of Vidanta's dirt off of it. And anyway, long story short, if you need to get your car registered, which you do every year, it's very, very easy. You go in Nayarit, you go up to Muskota, go upstairs on the second floor and pay. I think I had two cars, and I think I paid 800 pesos for both of them. Very, very inexpensive. But be sure to get them registered because they will confiscate your car if you don't have them updated. Also, your driver's license. Please also, while I'm talking about this, check all of your important information. Your visas, your passports. I had two different groups of people wanting to come down here this summer to visit me. And one group's passport had expired. The two people couldn't come because their passports had expired. Another friend that had been wanting to come for 4 years didn't realize he needed to have a passport. So he ran out to get a quickie passport and got the little card. And unfortunately, you cannot fly on an airplane internationally with the passport card. You do need to have the passport book, which is about $40 more. But my advice to you or any of your loved ones, if you're going to fly internationally, you have to have the United States government passport book, not the passport card. So anyway, okay, John Zane, take another break. We're going to do that, play a little bit more music from the great concert Woodstock. I've got a couple other events I want to talk about that's coming up here in the Bay of Banderas in the next week or so. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the third half of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Thank you.
Well, some more Woodstock music. We are living. We are in the earth. Speaking of living in the earth, which we all do, if any of you are living not on this earth, please let me know. I'll be the first one to report that I'm talking to an alien. But you never know. I want to talk to you about an event that's starting Monday here in the Bay of Banderas up at, I believe, the Marval Hotel. It is called POP, P-O-P Movement. POP stands for Protect Our Planet. Don't you like how I rolled all that together? The world, we're living in the world, protect our planet. Not are we all living on this world, we're all living on this planet. And there is going to be a two-day conference all about living on our planet. The POP movement, Youth Inspired by Knowledge. And the University of Guadalajara is participating in this. Some of our doctors and professors are going to go over and talk about the Earth. As I mentioned, it's going to be at the Marval Hotel and Resort. I think it's called Marval over in Nueva Vallarta. The registration starts actually Sunday evening, tomorrow night, between 6:30 and 8:30. And then the exposition begins again on the 19th. 8 to 9 o'clock is registration. Then we're going to have a conference inaugural, opening, and welcome. Then after that, we're going to talk about No Planet B. That there isn't a planet B because we don't have anywhere else to go. If we destroy this world, we're in trouble. They're going to give a synopsis of what the two-day conference is all about. And we're going to be talking about the climate emergency, and how youth can be activists in this movement. Monday, they've got people from all over the world speaking. We've got talking about environment problems and things going on in Peru, all over the world, Mexico, United States, Europe. They're having some movies. It's just going to be a very, very unique opportunity to go learn all about how youth and adults, I mean, we all live here. We all got to be part of this movement. So I highly urge you to go to the POP movement, which again stands for Protect Our Planet. It's going to be Monday and Tuesday at the Marval Hotel up in Nueva Vallarta. I'm not exactly sure what the cost is. I didn't see anything there, but we're talking about people from India, Peru, Europe, South America, United States, and of course, University of Guadalajara. Some of our speakers are going to be there, some of our professors and doctors talking about different things. So it's going to be a very, very interesting, very fun two-day symposium. I'm going to go volunteer and see if I can't learn anything and maybe do my 2 cents worth. If we all just do a little bit. I mean, if everybody walking in the Bay of Banderas today would stop and pick up 2 or 3 pieces of paper or cups or bottles or caps or cigarette butts or something and just throw them in a trash container, then the new trash trucks that have been bought by the government of Puerto Vallarta, if you didn't know that, our governor, mayor, the trash department of Puerto Vallarta has bought some new trash trucks to try and collect on a more frequent basis instead of once a week or once every 2 weeks. I've been to some of these neighborhoods where everybody throws it in the middle of like the big circle or the cul-de-sac or whatever. And it piles up for a week or two, and then it rains, and then the dogs bite into the bags, and some people are looking for cans, and next thing you know, it's all scattered all over the neighborhood again. But anyway, they're trying to change that. They're trying to buy some more trucks, and so my little editorial today is, please, everybody, when you're walking around doing whatever, since you're on your own yard, down the street, whatever, stop and pick up some trash and throw it in the retainer. If you're on the beach, pick up some trash. There's always trash on the beaches, you know that. So anyway, we're going to take another break. We're going to play some more music and talk about a couple other things. But again, the POP movement, Protect Our Planet Conference, is going to be starting on Monday and Tuesday at the Marval Hotel and Resort up in beautiful Nuevo Vallarta on the other side of the river Ameca, or better known as the Vedanta world. All right, let's play some more music, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show in here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
If you should love me, then I cannot be to blame. Loving you the way I do. If you should want me, then you cannot really say, you can't say to me, baby, won't you love me true? You got your way, baby, I got mine, darling. I love you the only way I know, you know, I know. Talking to me, darling. Yeah, won't you call my name?
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. I feel at the end
I tell you, don't even say it no more.
I will help
from my friend. Gonna get out of my friend.
I will help from my friend.
Yeah, yeah. It happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like
midnight.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them too.
Well, I want to say thank you very, very much for tuning in to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. From our beautiful studio here at the University Cucosta in Estapa, Jalisco, Mexico. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't you wish you could just flash back for about an hour and be at Woodstock? Man, wouldn't that be a cool deal? 3 days of love, peace, and music. Let's just do that now. Let's just, it's almost 11 o'clock. Well, it is 11 o'clock right now. Let's go ahead and just have a great day. Go play some fun music, relax, shoot the peace sign to people, give them a hug, smile. And that's one of my favorite sayings. If you see somebody without a smile, give them yours. Once again, thank you, John, for taking time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show and help me. We'll be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, your sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, your dog. Let everybody listen in. We'll be back. If you want to get a hold of me, please do so at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great week. Adios, amigos and amigas.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.